counterbalancing yourself here. I don't mean that if you do some silly stuff in the prayer, God will get angry and will do this and just... I pay attention to what you do to yourself. This is what we do. Do not blame him. When you are not prudent, you will ruin it yourself. Yes.
The tears were flowing from his eyes, and that invocation was going up to heaven from him, beside himself. That unconscious invocation is, in truth, different. That invocation is not from him. It is spoken by the judge.
Aha. Meaning? Anyone? Okay, he explained that. Imagine Mr. Daguri crying, being in that emotional state and praying. Let me tell you, you have heard about selfless praying. Bichud in Persian language means selfless and means without any reason. Out of blue, nonsense. Both. But here he's talking about being selfish and being selfless. This is what we're talking about, right? We say, oh, that selfless prayer. Oh, that, this is not it. Here he is himself doing it. Although I'm explaining to you that without knowing it, he's crying and doing it, but it is himself. That selfless stuff, prayer, is something else. That selfless shouldn't come from you. Selfless prayer comes from God himself. Why? Because when you are selfless, where is the self to pray? Because the self will pray. You know, so when you become selfless, he will pray for you. That's the other prayer. You don't need to pray. Exactly like the guy that Bohlul was asking him. He said, do you wish anything? He said, no, why should I? Because his wish is my wish. When you are selfless, it's completely different. Because that prayer comes from heart, because you are in fina. And it's interesting, because when heart prays, what will happen? He will refuse his own pray? No. When he prays for you, it happened already. It works like that. Selfless prayer is that. Because there is no go in between over there. When you're selfless, even yourself doesn't go between, right? There is nothing there except your soul, which is praying. Yes?
God is making that invocation, since he is knotted. The invocation and the answer are from God. There is not present the medium, namely the created person, body and spirit, are unaware of making that supplication. The servants of God are merciful and long-suffering. They possess the disposition of God in regard to putting things right.
Read that again.
The servants of God are merciful and long-suffering. They possess the disposition of God in regard to putting things right.
The word is not servant, you know that. That's bande. It means connected somehow, and things like that. And we say, okay, there is this difference. Pay attention to this. The good people, the transformed people, the people you call it Bandeham, those people should do like God is doing, because they have to forget all this me and ego and surrender over there. Okay? How? They should have the attitude of God for correcting their stuff. Means you should have the right to do this stuff. That happened. right in you. When you have that right, when you have surrender. So there is no self over there. Yes?
They are kind and bribeless ones, helpers in the hard plight and the heavy day. Hark, seek this company, O afflicted one. Hark, hold them a prize before the affliction.
Okay, we leave it at that hark to come back to it in 3 weeks. Why? Because this is the point he's making. He explained it that, okay, there are two kinds of prayers. Prayers could be my wishes. Prayers could be his wishes. How is that one? Is it being kind? Not accepting the bribe? And being helpful. When? In a difficult time. And that's it. This is an explanation. Because this is how God will do it. And the good people should do it. When you want to be kind, first of all, you should expect nothing for return or anything like that. Do you remember? This is that purity we are talking about. Do the good stuff because it is good. Not because it is useful and all that exists, but those shouldn't be there. You should do it purely for goodness. Right? This is the point that he's making. He said, there are good people who understood it. Normally, when you are walking this path, the ego is walking with you and always trying to trick you. Therefore, you shouldn't just go like that. You should be aware that I'm walking with the enemy, which is exactly me. I cannot say it's weaker or stronger, exactly me. So what? Imagine that your right hand is in a good working state, and this one trembles. Okay? When you're working, aren't you worried? Shouldn't you be careful? Because this trembling one could ruin whatever the other one is doing. So I'm walking the path, and I know the animal is with me. This is the main stuff you should remember. Because it needs one split second to turn everything around. One shock suddenly will change all the attitude of us. So be careful, please. Okay. Where were we? Here. Andalusi dar imamat kard saz andaran sahil dar amad dar namaz. وان جماعت در پی او در قیام این زیبا قوم و بگزید امام ناگهان چشمش سوی دریا فتاد چون شنید از سوی دریا داد داد در میان موج دید و کشتی در قضا و در بلا و زشتی هم شب و هم ابر و هم موج عظیم این ستاریکی و از غرقاب بی تندبادی همچو ازرائیل خواست موجها آشفت اندر چپ و راست اهل کشتی از مهابت کاسته نعره وایل ها برخواسته دست ها در نوبه بر سر می زدن کافر و ملحد همه مخلص شد با خدا با صد تضرع آن زمان عهدها و نذرها کرده به جان سر برهنه در سجود آنها که هیچ رویشان قبله ندید از پیچ پیچ گفته که بیفایده است این بندگی آن زمان دیده در آن صد زندگی از همه امید ببریده تمام دوستان و خال و عم بابا و مام زاهد و فاسق شدند متقی همچو در هنگام جان کندن شقی نیز چپشان چاره بود و نیز راست، هیده ها چون مرد هنگام دعاست. در دعایشان و در زاری و آه و بر فلک زیشان شده دود سیاه. دیر آن دم از ادابت بین بین بانگ زد ای سگ پرستان علتین، مرگ و جسک ای اهل این کار و نفاق، عاقبت خواهد بودن این اتفاق. چشمتون تر باشد از بعد خلاص، که شدید از بحر شهوت تو بخواست. یادتون نیاد که روزی در خطر دستتون بگرفت یزدان از قدر؟ این همی آمد ندا از دیو لیک، این سخن را نشنود جز گوش نیک. راست فرمود از ما مصطفی، قطب و شاهنشاه و دریای صفا، کانچه جاهل دید خواهد عاقبت، عاقلان بینند ز اول مرتبت. کارها ز آغاز اگر غیب است و سر، عاقل اول دید و آخر آن مصر. اولش پوشیده باشد و آخر آن عاقل و جاهل ببیند در عیان. گر نبینی واقعه غیب ای عنود، حزم را سیلاب کی اندر رو بود. حزم شدود بدگمانی بر جهان، دم به دم بیند بلای ناگهان. آنچنان که ناگهان شیر رسید، مرد را ببود و در بیشه کشید. او چند دیشت درم بردن، ببین تو همان اندیش ای استاد دین. می کشد شیر قضا در بیشه ها، جان ما مشغول کار و پیشا. آنچنان که از فقر می ترسند خلق، زیر آب شور رفته تا به حلق. بترسندی از آن فقر آفرین، گنج هاشان کشف گشتی در زمین. جملشان از خوف غم در عین غم، در پی هستی فتاده در عدم. سلام.